We're ending this hour under the sea, Ira. Could you tell?
Ooh, yeah, I like it.
The noise you're hearing comes from a blue whale. That's an animal that can reach 90 feet in length, which is longer than a tennis court.
Hands down, these are the largest animals of all time. And so one of the questions we're interested in is, how do they sustain such an extreme body mass? And why don't we see anything bigger than a blue whale?
That's biologist Jeremy Goldbogen.
And it's part of your pick of the week this week.
That's right.
Laurie has
we
got it.
We can get through the week without a pick of the week.
And this is this actually riding on top of the video?
It's as if you're riding on top of a blue whale.
Wow.
I don't know what more there is to say. I mean, you're riding on top of a blue whale, and the amazing thing that Jeremy Goldbogen and his colleagues figured out by attaching this National Geographic Critter Cam was that these blue whales do barrel rolls while they're eating. It's like the only animal to probably pair big gulps with acrobatic feeding.
Do they do it for fun, or is this how they eat, or is just observe?
Of course they don't know exactly, but they think maybe there's some advantage, like you can swoop up and eat krill in a more efficient way if you angle yourself, but you have to see the barrel roll for yourself.
So do they put a camera on the whale? Is that how it works?
They put a camera on the whale, and they put these data tags, and they saw it both on the camera. It's a little hard to make out that krill patch, you know, but there's not a lot to orient you, in other words, but you can see the whale, like, turning its head side to side. And then they also have these data tags with accelerometers, like the thing in your iPhone. Right. When you turn it, it flips, that tell them exactly the orientation of the whale. So they have both.
It's up there in a video pick of the week up there at the Science Friday website, also available download on your iPad or Android. What does he do now? How do you follow up doing the whales? Does he do this generally? Marine biologist?
Yeah, these are blue whales. You know, there are other fascinating ways that these whales feed. So humpback whales feed with making bubble nets. That was a prior video pick of the week. So there's lots of other whales to look at. And then I think trying to understand exactly why they do this. I mean, these whales are gulping in hundreds of thousands of pounds of water, like a swimming pool of water in a single gulp. It's just astounding.
Yeah, it is astounding. How did they get rid of all that salt? Topic for another discussion. If you gulped in all that salt water, I think they have tear ducts or something. They cry it out or whatever, something like that.
We'll check into it.
We'll check with it. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
And that's about all the time we have for our program today. Our program senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berkowitz is our director. Our associate senior producer, Christopher Intagliata. Luis Quevedo is our Spanish language producer. Denise Chow, our associate producer. Sam Flato, our production assistant. John Chang is our intern. Neil Rauch, our technical director, spinning the dials here in New York. If you missed any part of the program, you want to hear a part that we talked about before, you can go to download the audio and also our pick of the week on iTunes and Android apps. Take them along with you for the rest of the week. Also, we have a healthy bunch of folks at Science Friday on our Facebook, and you can join us a week-long discussion on our Twitter. That's at SciFry, at SEIFRI, and go to our website. Check out the videos there, and also you can join a mailing list. We'll put you on the mailing list. You get all kinds of stuff in advance, know what's going on, become part of our Science Friday community. I'm Ira Flato.
I'm Flora Lichtman.
Have a great weekend. Happy Hanukkah to you if you're celebrating. I'm Ira Flato in New York.